Hi, it's Jason Black here, just checking in on the K2 Expedition 2015. Guys, currently at the minute, back in base camp. Progress update really was last Friday, just passed, as I said earlier, we moved up to 6,000 meters, which was Camp 1. Pretty rough day, moving up 1,000 meters from 5,000 meters base camp to Camp 1 at 5,000, or sorry, 6,000 meters. It had a pretty high impact on the body. Digestive system was in really a bit of shock and suffered a little bit of high altitude sickness with a bit of headaches and stuff. So, pretty rough condition on the way back down again. Glad to report came back down again. Weather conditions when we were at 6,000 meters was heavy snow, one foot of snow approximately, but really high winds, which wasn't predicted. So, we stuck out a pretty grim night, four of us in the small tent. Just right on the edge of the cliff at 6,000 meters. Approximately holding the only amount of space at that 6,000 meters is roughly about 4 tenths is what it can hold. Since that, we've returned back to base camp to hydrate, get the body recovered, plenty of sleep, carried that over the weekend. It was a good plan and a good move because since that, it's been snowing pretty hard at base camp, and glad to report today that the snow has subsided in the weather forecast. There's a clear window for the next 4 days. The ambition at this stage is we're leaving in the morning, four members of the 7 Summit team, and we're heading back up to Camp 1 to sleep for the night, 6,000 meters, heading back up then to 6,700 meters the following day, which will be Wednesday, sleeping that night, and then the following day, Thursday morning, moving up to 7,000 meters just under the Black Pyramid. On the Abruzzi spur on the way to the summit. That's as high as we're going to go for this acclimatization cycle, and the ambition that day is to drop right back down to base camp height rate and recover. That's really it. All members are in good shape on the 7th summit team and are all now participating in rotations on the mountain. The weather forecast next weekend is to break down again with more snow predicted. So the opportunity to get the rotations in here now to get the acclimatization done before next weekend is critical to the success for the summit. Guys, I'm going to leave you at that, and we'll check in the next few days. You can catch me on voodooascent.com, and once again, I'd like to thank magnet.ie for supporting the audio dispatches. Hi to everybody, and talk to you all soon from base camp at K2. Jason.
Thank you.